Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kurt Bjorklund.
As we turn to Mark 12, again, we see several vignettes. The parable of the tenants, the paying taxes to Caesar, the Sadducees asking about the resurrection, Jesus talking about his own journey and giving the great commandment, and then the widow's offering. And in some ways, we could just treat each of these as individual vignettes and say, what's the point? But I like to, in these 5 good minutes, try to step back and say, what is the bigger reason for these narrative stories being tied together? And if I were to look at this passage, I would say that there are these traps that are, in a sense, being put out here kind of for Jesus. And in a couple of these instances, obviously all 5 of them don't fit this, because the first one is just Jesus giving a parable. And at the end, it's Jesus just using an example. But if we were to grant the 3 middle ones are kind of these traps from the different speakers and interactions, then we can see that in a way, maybe this whole chapter is about some of the ways that we can get off track from the gospel. And I say this because the parable of the tenants is a statement about the gospel. Verse 1, it says, a man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a pit for the winepress and built a tower and leased it to tenants and went to another country. And when the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get some of the fruit of the vineyard. But they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent them another, and they killed him. And many others, and some they killed. And he said, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him, saying, they will respect my son. But those tenants said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. And they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they let him and went away. So Jesus tells this parable when the religious leaders are seeking to kill him. And so what he's doing is he's saying, the prophets have come and you've treated them shamefully. And now I'm God's son. I'm here. And you are going to reject me. And then he says, and God is going to come and judge. So what is this trap? The trap here is believing, in a sense, that there is no future accountability and that there is no need for the gospel, that there is nothing eternal that's happening in what Jesus Christ is doing. And this may seem like an unnecessary trap to even mention, because you may say, well, if I'm listening to a podcast, I clearly believe, or if I'm here, but what I want you to hear and to see is that there is a way in which you and I can approach Jesus that says, yeah, this is kind of irrelevant. And if you understand this parable of the tenants, then you will say, I want to give honor to all of the Old Testament prophets, but ultimately to Jesus, because he is God's representative, and I don't want to have the vineyard or the good things that God has given taken from me. Well, certainly, if you've come to faith in Jesus Christ, you aren't in danger of rejecting his son. But I wonder sometimes if the trap isn't the same of just ignoring the reality and saying, give me my share of the vineyard now, and I don't want to honor you with my vineyard or my future. I just want to live where I live and have you give me something and leave me alone, instead of living with a sense of saying, God is the owner and Jesus is the rightful ruler, and therefore I will give deference and honor and homage to Jesus.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.